This is Dr. Ming Haas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Jose Guerrero, J-O-S-E-G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O, date of birth 09-22-1975. Date of appointment, October 11, 2022. Requesting physician Joshua Carlson, J-A-S-H-U-A-C-A-R-L-S-O-N. Dear Dr. Carlson, I have the pleasure of seeing Jose Guerrero today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 47-year-old, right-handed Hispanic man who went to the LS Hospital on 8-26-2022, because he went to sleep about 10 p.m. on 8-25-2022. He was feeling some weird sensation in the tongue and reportedly left-sided facial droop. When he woke up in the morning about 2 a.m., he went to the bathroom. He noticed again that his left side of the face is droopy and his left arm and left leg were weak. He went to the LS Hospital, E-L-L-I-S, emergency room, where CT of the head done, which was negative. But CTA shows hypoplastic right vertebral artery, 50% stenosis in P2 segment of bilateral posterior cerebral artery. And there is moderate to high grade stenosis involving the A3, A4 segment of the right ACA. Patient was transferred to the Albany Medical Center. For possible thrombectomy. But we don't have any record from the Albany Medical Center whether thrombectomy was done or not. Today he is here in my office for follow-up. His left side is still weak. He is walking okay. No problem with the speech. He sees double. Past medical history, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, stroke, past surgical history, none allergy, no known drug allergy, medication amlodipine, aspirin 325 mg daily, losartan, atorvastatin 10 mg daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, is a driver, is married, live with his wife, have one kid. Family history, mother alive, father deceased, 5 sisters, 5 brothers. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having left hand weakness. Physical examination, blood pressure 190 over 110. Heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, valves on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, or entered time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination is stand 5 over 5, except left hand grip is 4 over 5. Deep tender reflex is 2 over 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 47-year-old right-handed Hispanic man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, right-sided stroke. Number 2, left-sided weakness. Next paragraph. His blood pressure is high today, in parenthesis 190/110, parenthesis close period. The importance of good control of blood pressure and good control of diabetes explained to the patient. Continue the aspirin 325 mg PO daily and atorvastatin 10 mg PO daily. Patient is neurologically stable. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 6 months.